From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Coming up, as we pick up the pieces from the fallout of Yahoo's massive security breach that left 500 million folks vulnerable, it may be time to finally cancel forgotten accounts you haven't used in years. Still got that AOL Instant Messenger account open? Close it out. Do it now. Trust me.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. You may have heard that big alarm Yahoo sounded last week, that hackers broke into its network in 2014 and stole personal data on more than 500 million, that's half a billion, users. So as you can imagine, this week, folks are still running for the cyber hills, flailing their arms in fear of identity theft, security breaches, and the existential crisis that could be lurking around their corner of the internet at any moment. The security leak further highlights Yahoo's mounting problems of losing users, losing traffic, and the subsequent ad revenue that follows both. This podcast is not meant to scare you, but to give you hope. There are things you can do to protect yourself, so let's get the latest. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's personal technology editor, Wilson Rothman. Hi, Wilson.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. So first off, I just want to recap exactly what happened last Thursday with Yahoo. Can you catch us up to speed on what happened and where we're at now in this big breach that we're all scared to death of?
Yeah, so Yahoo came out and said that over 500 million accounts had been potentially compromised and looked at, and there might have been a what they call a state-sponsored actor involved, meaning, you know, one of the countries that wants to get involved with American politics and everything else, right? Might have gotten in there. So what it means for you, of course, is that there's, you know, your personal information. I mean, chances are many, many people listening to this are part of that 500 million Yahoo users. You may have actually forgot that you had a Yahoo account. This goes back, and this breach itself happened in 2014. So that's kind of what stirred us to thinking, wait a minute, we have a lot of accounts out there that we don't even use anymore.
Yeah, that's actually, upon all of this going down, I had recently got an alert from MySpace, which I completely didn't even think I had at any point in my life. They're saying, hey, just so you know, you could have been compromised here. And here we are. So,
right.
So as such, a lot of people are just scurrying for the cyber hills, panicking about what they can do. The damage is already done, right? So what are the next steps?
I mean,
What's the first thing we need to do?
So first of all, I mean, there's two different ways to look at it. One, you want to prepare for the future. The things you can do right now, if you had a password with Yahoo that you use anywhere else, obviously just go change that password.
Okay.
Use a password manager like Dashlane. Every single service should have a different password. I know that's hard to recommend to people. People are like, are you crazy? How am I supposed to remember 100 passwords?
I just got palpitations just thinking about that.
If you use the same password everywhere, you're doing yourself a disservice that writing passwords down on a piece of paper doesn't do. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's actually safer to keep in a secure location in your home a piece of paper with passwords written on it than to memorize one that you use everywhere.
Right. I mean, because it's an important reminder that we move on in our internet affairs, but the ghost of cyber past remains,
right?
And they have all of our logins, they have all of our passwords, and they're just able to piggyback off of that, get into our Facebook, and just take it from there.
Well, and that's the real important thing to remember is, you know, that's what got me thinking last week. You know, we should probably start deleting the accounts that we don't use anymore. And the real reason is, whether or not they get the password, which in this Yahoo case, there's a couple of layers of protection around passwords, so it's not even clear how much they can glean from that. But it's still important. If you have your date of birth, if they have your alternate email addresses,
wow,
there's so many things you can kind of use to get kind of a profile of someone figured out and possibly use that when you call customer service and other things to get into those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot harder now than it used to be, but it's still nothing is unhackable.
So before anyone's too hasty about this, which I think is a big instinct to shut everything down, there are important things to consider first, right? What should we keep in mind before we just close out all of our accounts?
Well, so last week I deleted my AOL and my Yahoo accounts.
Wow, okay.
So those are my two accounts that I decided to delete as part of this experiment. And when I deleted my Yahoo account, I willingly deleted my Flickr account too. I wasn't a big Flickr user, but the fact is there are services that you may not think about that are intertwined.
I forgot completely about Flickr until you just mentioned it. There
Yahoo
you go.
Yahoo owns Tumblr, but I believe Tumblr has its own login. So if you delete your Yahoo account, I don't think you delete your Tumblr account. I mean, Microsoft's a really good one. Your Hotmail address that you don't use could be your Xbox Live login. It could be your Office 365 login. A lot of services that you may use. So it's not just like, oh, I'll get rid of that. Now, there was one instance, Google, which, you know, I can't think of anybody who could delete their Google account right now. Google is so pervasive. But Google will let you separately delete a Google Plus profile.
Oh, forgot about that, too. And I got one
exactly.
of those as well. Wow.
I know. Google Plus. What? So, yes, you have a Google Plus profile page that you haven't seen in about 4 years. But if someone's looking for information about you, they might be able to look at it.
It's so funny how it all comes together in this avalanche. But as anyone who has ever tried to cancel anything ever knows what a headache it can be. So any tips on how we can better just get this out of our way and
protect
ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, once you're sure that deleting an account is something you want to do, you know, certain sites give you an opportunity to download content that you've got on there. I think Google lets you do that. Facebook definitely lets you do that. And so,
right.
you know, and even Flickr, like, if I didn't have backups of those photos, I would have gone and downloaded those photos
mm-hmm.
first. If you owe money, you actually have to pay it all off before you can, you know, if it's a service like Xbox Live where you owe them something, then you have to pay it off. You know, if you can't kill it, you should call customer service. I think I read this. I haven't tried it myself, but Apple IDs apparently – I mean, there's nowhere on the internet that you can cancel one. But I think if you call customer service, you can get rid of those if you want to. And once you kill it, don't go back, because if you try to log in after you've killed your account, it could reactivate your account.
We're going to take a quick pause. Coming up, the final word on protecting your forgotten internet accounts.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.
Welcome back. We're talking to Wilson Rothman, personal technology editor for the Wall Street Journal. So, Wilson, I guess the only thing we can really do is proceed with caution, follow the steps that you've already outlined. Short of that, is there any preventative measure we can really take in this threat of cybersecurity?
Well, you really have to know what breadcrumbs you're leaving around the internet.
Okay.
And
yeah.
just take a step back. Take out your piece of paper and a pencil and write down everything you've ever used on the internet, because it's your name, your passwords, just some information about you is out there. And a lot of it's very securely kept, but as we see, much of it is not.
Scary times. Wilson
yeah.
Rothman, thanks
right.
as always for joining
Absolutely.
The podcast.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to Wilson Rothman. You can check out more of this article at WSJ.com. It has a full list, actually, of the links to cancellation pages for some of the most popular, or should the case be, formerly popular online services. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.